the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for... Wow. It's already March 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Can you believe that? This is hour two of two, and I'm Sam Bushman. And our goal, protect life, liberty, and property, promote God, family, and country. Oh, man, have we got a lot to discuss on your broadcast. We reject revolution, folks. We stand for peaceful restoration because we believe the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America, has incredible checks and balances and has solutions. The seeds for solutions baked right in, baby. The founders gave their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honors, and more so that we don't have to have a revolution. Okay? Don't reject the Constitution. Don't look elsewhere for solutions. Look to God, family, and country. Thus, our incredible guest, attorney at law, dear friend and more, and one of the leaders of the Constitution Party, Mr. Jim Clymer. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, thank you. It's good to be on the show again.
Man, I talked last hour about the coronavirus, and I just went off. I just can't take the dishonesty anymore, Mr. Jim Clymer. All right, what is America without transparent, honest, accurate elections? Let me ask that again. What is America without transparent, honest, accurate election? What is America without transparent, honest, accurate science? All right, they locked us down for a year on the six-foot rule. Turns out the six-foot rule was just made up. It was a lie. It's outdated. Now some are saying that, hey, the coughs from coronavirus, if you cough too hard, the virus can go up to 26 feet. Others are saying, and the CDC just said, we can reduce the six-foot guidelines now to three. Their opinions, their speculation is all over the map, but it isn't scientific. And then Joe literally continues the lockdowns and claims that they're following the science. I think the president ought to be impeached for his dishonesty. Let's start there, Jim.
Well, the Constitution provides for impeachment for dishonesty, but per se. But you make a good point, and the truth of the matter
is... Hold on. If you swear an oath to uphold, America, protect America from enemies foreign and domestic, and you have a group of scientists that lie to you about the severity of a pandemic and a disease, and you follow that dishonest lie narrative to the point where Americans are spending trillions of dollars on vaccines that aren't even vaccines, trillions of dollars in socialism to... deal with the closed down businesses based on the lie, and you're changing the very, very fabric and culture of a country, and you go along with that false narrative, undermining your oath of office, sir, you should be impeached for treason.
All right, you can make that argument. I mean, listen, my concern is that, and we've already descended, we've seen it during the Trump administration, we've seen the impeachment process descended to whoever happens to be in power and whoever has the power to the majority in the House of Representatives that they can ram through impeachment proceedings. I happen to believe that the impeachment should be reserved for, you know, taking it quite literally, treason, high crimes, and misdemeanors, and so on. I mean, you certainly could make the argument that you're making, but I'm just afraid that whoever is president with a majority of the opposite party in the House of Representatives is going to end up facing impeachment because they decide that what he's doing is treasonous. So, I mean, again, I don't particularly want to get into an argument about that because I think I don't believe that is really what is contemplated when you talk about treason in the Constitution. I get it.
And let me tell you why I bring this up, Jim, like I do, because you know what? You might not build a bridge that far. I would simply say, though, that the dishonesty in America about what we've been told from dishonest money dishonest fake currency all the way to the coronavirus. Look, the issue here is honesty. And whether somebody should be impeached or removed or call it treason or not call it treason or whatever else, hey, the dishonesty, the lies, no matter what the topic is, are going to destroy this country if we don't start to stand up and say, wait a minute, stop. You know what? You can think what you want about the coronavirus, but you, governor, do not have the authority to make law. You know what? You, federal government, you do not have the authority to run roughshod over states. You know what? You don't have the right to steal my tax dollars and redistribute the wealth under all these stimuluses to everybody and their dog. You know what? So if we don't stop the dishonesty at some point, no matter what we call it somewhere, it's going to destroy the whole country.
And I couldn't agree with you more on that. You're absolutely right. I have no argument with you on that point. The question is, what is the remedy, and how do we do it? And it's becoming increasingly difficult to elect honest people in office. I'm sad to say, but that's the truth of the matter. And I agree with you on all the points that you made there. Whether it's dishonest money, we're being lied to right and left on so many different areas. And the coronavirus thing is fiasco is just another example of what they, and I almost think it's a test to see how far they can go, how much they can lead the American people down the road to they'll get them to comply with whatever it may be. I mean, I still remember very clearly when Dr. Fauci was saying that masks don't do any good and they may make things worse because you put your fingers to your eyes and stuff like that. Instead of telling us the truth that there weren't enough masks to go around and they needed to keep them for the direct medical workers. And that pattern has followed throughout, just like you pointed out, the 3 foot or the 6 foot rule was supposed to be the gold rule of protection, and now all of a sudden, well, maybe 3 feet will do. So,
and if I challenged the 6 foot rule, they would shut me down, saying that I'm peddling fake news and going against science.
Yeah, that's right. They're in bed with the big tech companies who have the power to do that. They'll block you. You can't even ask the questions. I mean, where's free speech in all this? Our Bill of Rights is being decimated through this whole process, and you can't even ask questions about the policy because, according to them, of course, you're disputing science, and you've got a Department of Truth out there that decides what is truth, and don't you dare deviate from that. Don't you dare question. Don't you say anything against it or you're going to be cut off, your communication facility is going to be cut off. It's kind of like my telephone line. If they don't like what, I would hope that the American people would stand up and scream if they decide that they don't like what I'm telling you over the telephone, so they're going to cut off my telephone service. But that's exactly what's like, happening with the big tech companies.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And so I'm not really here to debate whether we call it treason or not, but I am here to tell you that what they have done now is they have lied on so many topics that their credibility is in crisis. And they have peddled fake news. I mean, they literally allowed a lie about how a police officer got killed at the Capitol. They said he got beat with a fire extinguisher to death. They literally let that roll as part of the impeachment trial. It turned out to be fake news and dishonest and not accurate at all. Now they're debating and can't even figure out how the guy died yet. Okay. They also allowed other facts about President Trump's phone call. They said, hey, he literally pressured somebody to find election fraud or whatever else, like kind of by force or whatever else. And he painted this narrative. And it turned out that that was an absolute fake news lie from the Washington Post, spread to the New York Times and CNN and everybody else. Nobody checked their facts on that. That was part of the impeachment trial in the House as well. This fake news about what Trump said and didn't say and what pressure he put on whom, when and where. Okay, that turned out to be an absolute lie as well. And so I bring this all up, not really to debate on, hey, the Capitol, what that means, is it insurrection or not? Is somebody else committing treason or not? Should somebody be impeached or not? I bring it all up, though, in my opinion, because honesty is the issue. And I'm convinced that we have got to take back two things if we want America to survive. One is the honesty issue. We've got to start being transparent and honest. Otherwise, the lie becomes the truth, and the truth becomes the lie, and good's evil, and evil's good, and, you know, where does that lead? So honesty is one key. The second key, though, is civility. Jim, you and I can disagree, and I did this a little bit on purpose. I overstated the issue so that you would disagree to make a point. We can disagree, but we need to do so agreeably, Jim. No matter what we think or feel, our disagreements are tiny compared to the disagreements that are driving a wedge in this nation. And we had better double down on honesty, and we had better double down on, in my opinion, civility to one another, regardless of how divergent our beliefs may be, or we're in serious trouble, sir.
Well, absolutely right. And I fully agree with you. We do need to maintain civility. And I think in the past, through our history in this country, we've been able to debate, disagree in a civil manner for the most part. But that's radically changing here in the last, 8-10 years or so. But also, you know, who was it that said this Constitution is made for a moral, religious purpose? And
amen to that. Hang on, Jim Clymer. Quick pause. We're talking about ConstitutionParty.com, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live with Jim Clymer.
Call is being transferred to the listening ear. Listening professionals dedicated to hearing you.
Hello, listening ear. Who am I listening to?
Carrie, but I was calling my mom.
Yes, you were, but your mom was so busy she felt it was important for you to have someone who could completely focus on listening to you and you alone. So she subscribed to our service. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Where to start? Well, I can listen to school issues like science projects. I can listen to boy problems, although that's an extra $3 per call because of the emotional drain on me. How about we start with how you wish you had made cheerleader?
I didn't try out for cheerleader.
This isn't Mary?
Carrie. I'm Carrie.
Oh, sorry.
There is no substitute for a loving parent. And when you really listen, love is what they'll hear. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back with you live, Mr. Jim Clymer, riding shotgun on the show today. And I created a fake argument with him a little bit by just overstating the issue and getting all radical and crazy. Because I'm trying to make a point, folks, even if somebody is radical and crazy, even if we completely disagree with their narrative, how far can we go? And the answer, in my opinion, is we need to step back a little bit and look at civility as our guide. We don't need to have unity, because I'll never agree with abortion called murder. Okay, but I can be kind to those people. I don't have to act like they're the enemy. We just absolutely disagree. But if I can make friends and be kind and set an example and demonstrate a proper leadership, then I might be able to influence them to come to their senses, right? We need to think of it that way, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Clymer with us. He's with the party. Listen carefully to this. He's with the party of integrity, liberty, and prosperity. ConstitutionParty.com. The issue is honesty. We must stand tall together. It's all about honesty and civility, ladies and gentlemen. Now, listen to this. The headline from the Constitution Party website says this: help is on the way, and you're it. The federal government, ladies and gentlemen, is subject to the states, which created it, and the states are subject to the popular sovereignty, the rule of the people. Would it be an understatement to say that the federal creature is out of control? Not hardly. But, Jim, I submit to you that it starts with us. We can't just expect problems to be solved in Washington. We can't expect somebody else to take the complicated charge of dealing with the wrestling with the hogs when it comes to liberty and the public sphere. We can't step back and go, well, politics just ain't my thing. You know, we've got to stand up and provide leadership here. And the time is now, my friend.
Indeed, the time is now. And you're exactly right. We need people to step up. Back to your honesty thing. I mean, that's what we need ways of holding our elected officials accountable to the truth. And there's so much they can get by with. And the unfortunate thing is, and I'll say this, that the major media, thankfully your program accepted, but the major media is just they perpetuate the falsehoods that fit their agenda and that fit the ideology of those politicians who like to lie to us and to lead us down the path that's going to lead to tyranny, to socialism, to all the things that are contrary to what the Constitution of this great country stands for.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious business. We're talking about the rule of the people, the rule of law, right? We're talking about morality. We're talking about integrity. We're talking about honesty. We're talking about solutions, and that's what I want to get to. Solutions, in my opinion, are not one size fits all, okay? They're different based on the circumstances. The solutions in, say, the state of Utah or a very conservative state in the South are not the same as they might be in Florida or in New York or in California. Why do I say the solutions are different? Because I believe we're on a different plane, right? The solutions for conservative religious states might be more, you know what, you can't just vote Republican or Democrat straight ticket anymore. You've got to realize, you've got to look at the character of the person that you're voting for. You can't just vote for party because the party will sell you down the river. It might be that simple in states that are primarily religious, where there's a lot of good religious people. In other states where it's not so religious and where the people are pretty, the lack of self-government is evident. Just check out the folks down there in Miami on spring break to make the point. Okay. The remedies might not be identical in every place. There's different issues for different peoples, if you will. And that is really when the founding fathers put together our great country. They had differences in population size, temperament, and they tried to balance all that and create this unique blend called the Republic. It wasn't a democracy. That's a lie, too. It was a constitutional republic based on the rule of law, based on checks and balances, based on a moral people. We're great because we're good, meaning moral. And that moral people then taking action to preserve their liberty, being engaged, anxiously engaged in a good cause, and then to realize that their liberty is always under assault, sometimes by well-meaning ignorance, other times by hostile people with evil intentions. Nevertheless, the principle is the same. You have a republic if you can keep it. That means that you must be informed and involved, and you can't let down your guard, never, because tyranny never sleeps. And so there are mechanisms by which we can have solutions. The media, as you brought out, Jim, is one of them. I agree. In fact, Trump says Biden is getting softball questions from the press. He says Democrats are destroying the country with, quote, woke. That's a new term we'll get into in just a second. I would like to take out the word Democrats, though, because I believe Democrats should be replaced with the swamp or whatever term you want to use. Our country is being destroyed by apathy. Our country is being destroyed by ignorance. Our country is being destroyed by immorality, by dishonesty, by, I can go on and on and on. But the fixes are simple and in place if we just turn to them, Jim.
Yeah, it's being destroyed by all those things. It's also being destroyed by people who are intentionally. I mean, I say this carefully and deliberately, that there are those who are intentionally misleading, misdirecting the people of this country to achieve something other than what this constitutional republic is supposed to stand for. And, of course, the reason they are able to be successful in that is because of the apathy, the ignorance, and the, you know, the fact that people don't get educated the way they should. But there are forces that are deliberately and intentionally trying to direct this country in a direction that it should not, that's, again, contrary to our constitutional republic.
I believe the Constitution Party is one of the great solutions. I think taking back the media is one of the great solutions, but I also think taking back the narrative is one of the great solutions. They say Trump, the return to social media on his own platform in the next 2 or 3 months. So I appreciate Trump deciding he's going to get into the media and give them a run for their money. But we need to take back words, though. There's a word called woke, W-O-K-E. Do you know what it means, Jim?
I never heard a definition of it. I know how it's been used, and I know the class of people that it refers to, but I'd be happy to hear a good definition of it.
Well, I'll be honest with you. That's not a game-playing bait, Jim, see if the attorney doesn't know what the word means. What I mean by that is I don't know necessarily what it means either, but I'm just like you. I have inferences of what it means. I have examples of what it means. I have kind of an understanding, but not like other words, right? It's like a new word made up by, in my opinion, our enemies, if you will. The definition of woke by American Webster's what? U.S. slang. Aware of and actively attentive to important facts and issues, especially issues of, quote, racial and social justice. But we will only succeed if we reject the growing pressure to retreat into cynicism and hopelessness. What does woke mean? Woke is a slang term easing into the mainstream from some varieties of a dialect called African-American vernacular. Yeah. So now you get this weird thing. What does it mean, woke? The act of being very pretentious about how much you care about a social issue. Right? People don't care about parking spaces with families with disabled pets. I wish you were woke on this issue. Another, okay, so they've got this definition now. And if you care about their extreme social issue and their extreme views on the issue and you agree with them, then you're woke. Otherwise, you're not. That's how it is, Jim, and that's what they've done to us. Yeah, of course you are. You're asleep and you're ignorant and you're part of the problem, and I could go on and on, right?
Yeah, obviously the left has coined that term. I'm supposing that it means, as you were using some official terms to describe it, but that the intent is as people who are awake and who are aware of what they perceive to be, you know, their worldview, their ideology. And
well, I want to discuss what I believe. I want to discuss what I believe the word woke ought to mean. We'll do it with Jim Clymer in seconds.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Biden administration continues to block the media from their border plan, keeping everyone concerned in the dark. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
The most astonishing part of it is the Biden administration is enforcing a total blackout of the press. And the Biden administration wants to hide from the crisis that is unfolding on the southern border.
Vice President Kamala Harris was asked Monday when she will see what's happening at the border firsthand.
Not today, but I have before and I'm sure I will again.
Reports and leaked photos reveal children overcrowded in cages and on the floor. An estimated 15,500 children were in U.S. possession as of Monday. NASCAR runs at the temporarily covered dirt track at Bristol, Tennessee this weekend. The Food City Dirt Race is Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election. All of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Let's get an update on the horrific shooting rampage in Boulder, Colorado Monday. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
10 people are dead, including one police officer, after a shooting at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store. Police say they have one suspect in custody who is being treated for injuries. The officer killed has been identified as 51-year-old Officer Eric Talley. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold says Officer Talley joined the Boulder Police Department in 2010.
At 14:30 hours, the Boulder Police Department began receiving phone calls of shots fired in the area and a phone call about a possible person with a patrol rifle. Officer Talley responded to the scene, was the first on the scene, and he was fatally shot.
Boulder police say it'll take about 5 days to get all the details of what happened. 14 spring training games in Major League Baseball Tuesday. The early game started 1:05 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm with Jim Clymer, ConstitutionParty.com. We're talking about civility in society. We're talking about honesty in society. We are talking about one of the great solutions. Help is on its way, ladies and gentlemen. A good, honest, moral people should stand with the party of integrity, liberty, and prosperity. ConstitutionParty.com. I think that's one of the great solutions. But we're talking about this new term the liberals came up with called woke. And on one hand, woke is an African-American slang term, like wake up, you know, did you get woke? And on the other hand, it's now becoming a slang term in America, defined by the Oxford Dictionary and everything else, okay? And this woke term really kind of relates to this idea that if you agree with them on social issues, okay, if you are in agreement that we've got to literally change our lives 100% because of global warming or climate change or whatever else, then you're woke on that issue. If you believe women have a right to their body and they could just do whatever they want, murder babies and everything else because it's their right to their body, you have now liberated women and you are woke. W-O-K-E, woke on the issue, see? But the problem is that I submit that we have to take back the narrative. We've got to basically come back and say, wait a minute, hold on. What does woke mean? Okay, it means that you're going to be educated and up on a social issue. But in their vernacular, it means that you agree with them. See, that's where I kind of jettison their definition and their narrative associated with that definition. Woke kind of means that you go along with their agenda on something. Otherwise, you're not woke. You're asleep. You're ignorant. You're an idiot. You don't have a clue. Everybody knows, but you this, right? Kind of an idea. That's the lie. And I'm coming back and saying, listen, to me, woke would be this. We may not be united on everything, but we should have civility relating to these things. But I submit to you that woke has to do with the things that matter most. I'll give you an example. God created gender. Okay, in the Bible, right in Genesis, male and female created he them. That is a fact based by God. And if you don't believe in God, science even bears this out. Evidence is that they're male and female. Sometimes they say, look at the plumbing and you'll know the difference, kind of an idea. But this is not only God-based guidance to us through Scripture, male and female created he them, but it's also backed by science. They are challenging that narrative. And if you believe in 96,000 genders, Jim, you're woke. The rest of us are just ignorant and backwoods. And okay, I say that's a lie. Woke is, let me tell you this, reality is things as they really are. All right? And I submit to you that you're only woke if you're caught up to reality on something. Take this gender issue. The only way you can be woke is to know the truth from God and science and stick with it. Otherwise, you're not woke. In fact, you're jettisoning all that we know hold true and dear based on honesty, right?
Well, I think it's, I would analogize it to 1984 and doublespeak and all the things that are part of George Orwell's America as he forecasted. And I think we're seeing it come to be. You know, black is white, truth is false, and false is held as truth, and turning everything around. And being woke, according to their definition, their understanding is when you accept those the narrative that right is wrong and wrong is right and truth is false and false is true and all those things. So all the doublespeak, all the doublespeak language of the 1984. You know, if you accept that, then you're woke. That's their definition. And you're right. We ought to turn it around. Being truly woke is when you recognize the truth and adhere to the truth and promote the truth as opposed to the false narratives that they're putting out.
Now, let me give you an interesting little headline to kind of make this point. You know, they tell you that I'm nobody in the news, that Liberty Roundtable Live and Loving Liberty Radio Networks and Liberty News Radio, we're just tiny and we don't matter. On one hand, they say that. On the other hand, when they try to destroy us, they act like we're the biggest talk show hosts in the world. It just depends on their narrative at the time. I bring this up, though, because they've been telling you that, man, Sam, you need to be able to get your numbers together, Sam. How many people do you have listening? And I say, well, you can't really know. And they say, yeah, you can. Digitally, you can track all that, Sam. And they try to educate me as if I don't understand IT. Just so they know, I make a living in IT, and I understand completely. Trust me. But what's fascinating is they tout these numbers on Facebook and Twitter, and they've got all these accounts, and they double down on their numbers, and they say, man, I can't believe you don't really know what your numbers are, Sam. And then they say, we got these Arbitron ratings and these different ratings that tell us what, and you know, we can count the numbers and we can track this and we can know that and we can. And I have told you in the past, they lie. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. Listen to this, Jim. Facebook took down more than 1.3 billion. That's not with an M, that's with a B. Facebook took down more than 1.3 billion. Fake accounts between October and December 2020. Now that is within what, a 4 month period of time, October, November, December, 3 month period of time, 1.3 billion accounts that were fake in 3 months. They also took down, they say, more than 100 disinformation networks over the past 3 years. Now that's Reuters giving you this news, not me, Reuters. All right. Now I look at that and I go, and then whatever numbers they've been pitching about how popular a talk show host is or a radio show or a TV show or whatever is, or how many Facebook viewers or followers somebody has is or whatever else. When you take 1.3 billion fake accounts out of their system within a 3 month period of time, how accurate do you think their data is, Jim?
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to hear more details on that. I hadn't seen that, but...
Yeah, go look. Reuters has the details. They go on and on and on about it, and they basically document that, hey, these companies have so many fake accounts, so many whatever accounts. You don't even know who's who and what's what hardly anymore.
Yeah, it's a real problem. It's a lack of, as you said at the beginning of the show, a lack of transparency. It's a lack of accountability. It's, you know, you don't know, but... So these are fake accounts that were put up by who knows who?
And, well, it depends on how you define a fake account now, Jim. Well, so you've got to have a definition here.
I was going to ask, who defines what is a fake account?
Well, yours is fake, Jim. I'm telling you that right now. Sam Bushman's is fake. I'm telling you that right now. So I don't know if you know, but I got kicked off Twitter.
Well, congratulations. You must be doing something right.
They shut me down. They said if I would go ahead and take down my lies that they'd put me back up, and I refused because they're not lies. I reported on a report out of Israel that says that more people are dying from the COVID vaccine than from COVID. Now, that's not my story. It's a story that comes from a variety of credible sources from some physicians that did a study about this. Now, I don't know if the facts are true on it. I'm not reporting on the facts. I'm reporting on the story and the assertion by these physicians, okay? So I haven't done the research in Israel. I don't know what the facts are. I'm just telling you the story is that some well-known, credible physicians did some research and found out that more people in the elderly populations are dying from the COVID vaccines than they are the COVID in Israel. And I reported on that report and said, hey, this is happening. Now, I don't know the truth on it. I'm just telling you. Okay, they took me down saying I cannot spread misinformation about the COVID. They said, take down your reporting of that story and we'll put you back up, Sam. We love you. And I said, I won't do it. I can't. I'm not telling you that the Israel story is factual or not. What I'm telling you is that there are credible physicians who did the research, and this is their story. I'm telling you the story, and the research exists. I don't know what the results are, how factual or accurate. I haven't really been able to investigate all that. But I'm telling you the story's on the wires, and it's incredible news. LifeSite News had the story, for instance.
Well, it's reporting on the news, and if there's something amiss about it, if there's something false, then let the truth come out. Let it be countered. Let others, you know, challenge it and bring out the contrary facts. That's the way the process should work.
Well, amen to that. But see, so I don't know what a fake account really is. I don't know if it's just a fake bot where the Russians create an account or the Chinese create an account. I don't know if Reuters is a fake account and Sam Bushman's is real, or Sam Bushman's is real or Jim's is real and Sam's is fake. I mean, I just don't know, sir, what they're, but I know this. Donald Trump's account got shut down. Was that one of the fake ones?
Yeah, I wonder how they categorize that or why they shut it down. Well, you and I know that it's not because it was truly a fake account. It's because it was stating information which they didn't agree with.
Trump wasn't woke, buddy.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, that's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. It is absolutely unbelievable what's going on. And I pray that Trump's social media platform gets cranked up, and I hope it's real, and I hope it's true, and I hope he can make a dent in the violation of all five fundamental freedoms in our First Amendment. I'll tell you that right now. Jim Clymer in seconds.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's advanced distance education program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
All right, back with you live, Mr. Jim Clymer with me, the Constitution Party, constitutionparty.com. Facebook took down more than 1.3 billion, they say, fake accounts between October and December 2020. Crazy town, man. You can't trust their numbers at all, and you got to wonder what a fake account is. Is that one where they disagree with you, or is that one where there's not really a human behind it? What if I were to create a bot, and that bot was smart enough to take all the stories highlighted in Liberty Roundtable Live's show notes, and then that bot were to post them to Twitter and Facebook? Is that a fake account? It's a real person behind it, but I had a robot smart enough so that I didn't have to duplicate it by hand, Jim. But yet it was carrying the stories that I talk about literally live on the air, and then I post my show notes, and then that bot was smart enough to grab all those notes and tweet them out. Is that a fake account? See, the problem is these people are becoming the thought police, sir.
Yeah, I, considering the source, I suspect that what they call fake account are just that, the accounts that are putting out information which they disagree with, which doesn't fit their ideology.
Well, some people call Facebook fake book. Should we just shut the whole thing down for being fake?
Well, who's we?
I'm joking. I would never shut them down. Yeah, who's we? Great point. I would never shut them down for being fake. If they want to basically peddle fake news and create a credibility crisis or whatever else, they can.
Yep.
But I believe that free speech here is, I don't care if they fake whatever they want to. Oh, what's that newspaper or news organization that was known for satire and fake news that used to be really popular? Oh, what's that called?
Well, I don't know. Onion. The Onion was one, but you have the Babylon Bee right now that does a wonderful job.
Good point. So, you know, yeah. It's hard for me to get into this except to say this, folks. We better double down in defense of our five First Amendment freedoms. Okay, there are five First Amendment guarantees that we really need to double down and stand for. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press. Those are three of them. And all of them were under attack in the era of woke. Over the COVID, over environmental change, over fake news, over whatever else. The last two, freedom to assemble and a redress of grievance. We need to be able to have all those five freedoms. They're all under assault right now. And I'll tell you how they're going to do it. They're going to use the COVID. They're going to use fear of climate change as their wedge points to drive the destruction of America to the ground. Let me give you an example. You want to cruise to the Bahamas, Jim?
Well, I might.
All right. Well, the Royal Caribbean International, that's a cruise line, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Says game on if you're vaccinated, buddy. You can go if you're vaccinated, Jim.
What?
They say game on if you're vaccinated. You can go if you're vaccinated. They're ready to take you.
Oh, I see.
But if you're not vaccinated, buddy.
I probably will never go on Royal Caribbean again then, if they're going to require that.
Well, that's what they're already doing right now. Literally, the headline says, hey, you want to go to the Bahamas? The Royal Caribbean International says game on if you are vaccinated. Now there's questions surrounding vaccine pack passports. Airlines and others in the travel industry are throwing their support behind so-called vaccine passports to boost what they call, what do they call this thing? Pandemic travel.
Mm-hmm.
They call it pandemic depressed travel, Jim, and they want to boost that pandemic depressed travel, don't you know? And authorities in Europe, they say, can embrace the idea quickly enough for the peak summer vacation season. Technology companies and travel-related trade groups are developing and testing various versions of the vaccine passports, also called health certificates or travel passes. Do you want to respond before I go on this one, Jim?
Well, I can see that coming. I can see that coming from the beginning. I mean, that's I knew that's where they're heading. I hadn't heard that about Royal Caribbean yet, but I knew that's where they're going. And it's maybe the cruise lines now, but it's going to be the airlines next, and it's going to be all forms of public transportation, and probably even get to the point where, between states, that they implement that type of thing, where you can't go from one state to another without showing your vaccination card.
It is shocking who is all involved in this thing. The big questions are now, will they get a single document? Listen carefully to me. A single document that could be used around the world. So if you're not careful, you and I thought the what do they call that thing? National ID or federal ID, what was that thing called?
Mm-hmm. Real ID.
Yeah, real ID. That's the word I'm looking for. Yes, sir. Real ID. Now real ID might be a global real ID now. That's their next step, Jim. And they'll use this as the catalyst to get it.
Yeah, that's coming. That's what they're working toward. And who knows, this whole plandemic may have just been for the purpose of enforcing on a global real ID that they wanted to implement. Becomes a tool that they can fulfill that dream.
Now, I don't know how many people will be able to sidestep those passes, but they say that we need to avoid a hodgepodge of regional credentials, Jim. That's how they're going to back into this globally.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be having a hodgepodge, Jim. Think about that. Can't be having a hodgepodge. Got to go ahead and be all in.
Well, and the next step will then to be you put a chip in your hand or someplace on your body where all this information is there and can be read by a machine that everywhere you go.
I'm sure glad you woke up, buddy. Wow. You think about this, folks, and can you believe we're really having these conversations, Jim, to be honest? 2 years ago, I never realized that they would take this kind of a, and I don't mean to mock the coronavirus. I think we're being told lies about it. I do think it can get people ill and people can die. It's nothing to mess with. I don't mean to mock that in any way. But they have used this now as a catalyst to literally deceive the American people into trading their freedom for security, and they're winding up with neither, just as the founding fathers articulated, exactly like that in modern day. You would think we'd know better, Jim.
Yeah. Well, you think we would with our history, but you know, when you distort history, when you revise history to meet your agenda, a specific agenda, and people don't know their history. If they don't know where they're from, they don't know where they're going. And that's what you see in today's culture, unfortunately. We're erasing our true history, and so people are floundering, and they're ready to latch on to pretty much any idea that comes down the pike for those who want to manipulate society to and manage the society to their goals.
I believe the supreme law of the land should be the political religion of our nation, Jim. I believe that the Constitution, the supreme law of our land, should point the true north when it comes to solutions relating to government and the proper role thereof. I believe the Constitution Party is doing their very best to point people true north, meaning the Constitution, on these very difficult issues we face. And we want to be involved in the party of liberty, integrity, prosperity. ConstitutionParty.com. Really, they're pointing out true north across the country right now. We just need people to woke up, buddy.
Well, the Constitution Party is the ark that people need to get on. The world is drowning in flood of immorality, depravity, tyranny, and so many other things. And the Constitution Party, I think, provides the arc, the political arc, for people to save and restore their integrity, to restore constitutional government. And one thing that you sort of alluded to, but didn't say directly, I don't believe, and that is that underlying this, there has to be a resurgence of morality. There has to be a resurgence of character. And, you know, that's what this country is built on. This is what our Constitution depends on. And when we lose morality, when you lose character, integrity, then there's going to be all kinds of problems. And our Constitution alone, or our political system alone, can't solve those problems. There has to be a rebirth of morality, integrity, and character in the American people for this to be successful. So the churches have to do their job. They have to be promoting the values and the principles that represent good character and integrity, morality.
Amen to Tocqueville said America's great because America's good, referring to the morality of the people, and we must return to that. That's why honesty is one of the great keys to morality, ladies and gentlemen. Jim's exactly spot on this. Final story before the end of the hour, Jim. Do you know who Dan Bongino is?
Yes, I do.
All right, he's a talk show host, well-known author and commentator, etc. He's now taking over for Rush Limbaugh. Did you hear that?
So I've heard, yes. Yeah, and I've seen him many times on Fox News and podcasts and so on. So, yeah, he's it's going to be interesting. I don't listen to talk radio very much, but be interesting to see how it goes with him on. I think it's a good choice.
I may not agree with him on everything, but it's probably a pretty good choice.
I think so. Yes, it is. He's
all right. Well, hey, with Donald Trump getting his own news service, with Donald Trump getting his own news service, with Dan Bongino and others, you know what? We might be able to just start to jettison their fake narrative, woke dishonesty, and we might be able to wake the people up to the truth, and we might be able to point people to the Constitution Party and point people to solutions like morality in the people and checks and balances and all these wonderful things that we talk about on your radio daily.
Hey, I hope so, and I applaud you for continuing to do your part in that.
I hope at the start of the program, you know, I was demonstrating a little bit by being absurd, the absurdity of us never getting along when we disagree. We can agree, folks. We can have completely different opinions on things, and we can agree, even disagree agreeably. That has been one of the hallmarks of America, and we're losing it, and we better step back and take heed that we need to be kind and considerate, for we're all God's children. It is about the human race. Final word to you, Jim.
Yeah, be kind to one another. I've read out of scripture. So let's maintain civility. Let's have open, honest discussions, and let's counteract the falsehoods with truth.
For Jim Clymer, the Constitution Party, ConstitutionParty.com, and for Sam Bushman, LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. Please get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right, will you? God save the Republic of the United States of America.